This is now going to dump into what we call a venule. A venule. And this venule is going to basically then feed into many, many other venules. Maybe there's a venule down here coming in, and maybe a venule up here coming in, maybe from the second toe. And it's going to basically all kind of gather together and get into a giant, giant set of veins. You know, maybe veins are dumping in here now, maybe another vein dumping in here. And these veins are all going to dump into an enormous vein that we call the inferior vena cava. I'll write that right here, inferior vena cava. And this is the large vein that brings back all the blood from the bottom half of the body. There's also another one over here called the superior vena cava, and this is bringing back blood from the arms and head. So these two veins, the superior vena cava and the inferior vena cava, are dragging the blood back to the heart. And generally speaking, these are all considered, of course, veins. Let's back up now and start with the large and medium arteries. These guys together are sometimes referred to as elastic arteries. Elastic arteries. And the reason they're called elastic arteries, one of the good reasons why they're called that, is that they have a protein in the walls of the blood vessel called elastin. They have a lot of this elastin protein. And if you think about the word elastin or elastic, you know, obviously very similar words, you might think of something like a rubber band or a balloon. And that's probably the easiest way to think about it. If you have a blood vessel, one of these large arteries, for example, and let's say blood is under a lot of pressure, right? Because the heart is squeezing out a lot of high pressure blood. This artery is literally going to balloon out. And if you actually looked at it from the outside, it would look like a little sausage, something like this, where it's puffed out. So what's happened there between the first and second picture is that the pressure energy, so the heart is squeezing out a lot of pressurized blood, and of course there's energy in that blood, right? That pressure energy has been converted over into elastic energy. It's actually converting energy. We don't really always think about it that way, but that's exactly what's happening. And when you convert from pressure energy to elastic energy, what you're really then doing is you're balancing out those high pressures. So you're balancing out high pressures. High pressures. And this is actually very important because the blood that's coming into our arteries is under, let's not forget, high pressure. So the arterial system we know is a high pressure system. So this makes perfect sense that the first few arteries, those large arteries and even those medium-sized arteries, are going to be able to deal with the pressure really well.